This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Solomon, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Art of Manliness's podcast with Brad Stolberg and Steve Magnus on a book called Peak Performance, and it's really about how to avoid mental burnout. And one of the big points is that by being connected all the time, it brings temptation to do work all the time as well. And if you work all the time, you'll burn out and your performance will suffer. And what they define burnout as is the tipping point to fatigue. When you don't recover properly, you'll hit burnout, where you can actually have physical manifestations, such as higher increases in cortisol, different brain chemicals getting released that shouldn't be when you're not stressed out. And what that leads to is apathy and lack of motivation. And what happens is it leads to burnout, which then leads to fatigue if you don't catch it sooner rather than later. And the basic premise on how to combat this is what they call the stress adaptation cycle. So you need to find the right amount of stress and the right amount of rest and recovery. They put this analogy to similar to building strength in a gym. So if you walked in there and tried to lift 1,000 pounds today, you either couldn't do it, most likely, or you'd injure yourself trying. So if you've never lifted before, you probably want to start off with 20 pounds, and that'll give you a good starting point, a good amount of stress, and then you want to probably rest for a day, because if you tried to do 5 hours followed by a 20-minute break and then another 5 hours, that's probably way too much physical stress for your body. And what this comes from is, in America, there seems to be this obsession over the idea of putting in more work. Grind, grind, grind. We all know that concept. And it's back to this false thought that it feels better by doing more work, and not because it gets better outcomes, but just because we feel like we're getting progress. It's that difference between busyness and productivity. And ironically, a lot of people are meditating now, so there's this new wave of meditation to reset the mind, not to reset the mind, but enable for the mind to become more productive in the future. So even though it's got a funny mentality behind it, it's actually doing people a lot of good. And what happens is this growth comes from struggle and challenge. You also need to start becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. You have to embrace being bored. The flip side of working too much is that stagnation is also bad, and it's almost as bad as burnout, because you'll get stressed by not having any progress in your life. So part of the way to combat both of these things is you need to set aside time for deep work, and I talked about the deep work book over the last couple of 2 weekends. Great book by Cal Newport, definitely read that, check that out. But you need to reduce the amount of other stress as much as possible. So the Stoic mindset is, if you can't control it, don't stress about it. And you also need to think about turning everything you do into a routine. Clothes, food, sleeping, waking up. And what it does is it reduces the amount of choice you have throughout the day, and it frees up your brain's processing power to do the more important things. So if your morning's filled with, what do I need to eat? Well, what time do I wake up? What do I need to eat? What do I wear for the day? If you're still deciding those little things every day, that's slowly taking away that mental capacity you have throughout the day. But if you've routined it out, so you wake up at 6 a.m. every day, you're going to eat this every day, and you're going to wear this every day, those are 3 less choices you have throughout the whole day. And if you can do that consistently across more things, your mental capacity will be greater for more important work. And the final point is that when motivation is stronger than perceived effort, that's when we keep on pushing. So what you really need to do is find your really strong why, find your motivation as to what you're doing, as to why you're doing what you're doing. And what this allows you to do is to push your body further. Because when you have a strong cause that is bigger than yourself, you put in more effort in no matter whatever it is you do. Whenever we all have that strong desire, that strong goal, and we'll all find ourselves working longer than we thought we did because we actually believe in what we're doing. And that's really the key to be able to put in more work. And I think it comes down to Simon Sinek's finding your why, Cal Newport's deep work, and being able to be present in the moment. So when you're working, you're working. When you're relaxing. And finding short times, or at least moments, being able to relax and disconnect from the busy work so that you're able to mentally recharge and reassess. The next couple of points, again, come from The Art of Manliness. Their interview with Robert Moa, and he wrote a book called The Kaizen Method. And what this is actually, it's a Japanese method of manufacturing where it's a 1% improvement every day. It's kind of a philosophy that helped the Japanese auto industry become so strong in the world economy. So there's kind of two definitions, where the first one is you're taking extremely small steps to accomplish your goal, and secondly, you're looking at very small moments to learn larger lessons. So basically, you want to not wait till the end to find mistakes. You want to be looking at the process continually and finding mistakes throughout the process and correcting them along the way so that nothing ever escalates or builds up longer than till the moment you find it. So every day, look at the process and look for a small way how to improve or how you operate. Not necessarily 1%, that's kind of just a little figure to give you, but that's how small the improvement can be. Whether it's, oh, I need to move this in a certain way in order to improve this, whatever the case may be, one little improvement today can lead to hugely different outcomes in the future. Because you don't want to think about the big problem and the big solution. Think of it as continual small improvements. This is again alluded to in Ben Horowitz's book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, which we talked about a couple weeks back as well. And he talks about not trying to look for that silver bullet that's going to solve the problem, but you're going to have to use a whole lot of lead bullets, the small, hard things that people do in order to improve, in order to get over a problem. Because you waste your time looking on that silver bullet when you could have done a whole lot more work in the meantime, fixing little things or doing little things. And what you can do is by just starting this process a little bit at a time, whatever small the change may be, it comes down to repetition. And what you do is you turn it into a habit, and you can leverage the brain's love of habits. So you really need to start small, and it'll expand to big changes over time. So a couple of tasks you can use. So you want to ask small questions. So it's what trivial small steps can you take? You don't want to make the question too big, otherwise your brain might get stuck or overwhelmed. And by asking the question repeatedly, your brain will ruminate and inefficiently, but effectively, come up with an answer that'll solve the problem. Randomly, a brain cannot ignore a question. So if you ask a question today, it might take a week, a month to figure it out, but you'll figure it out, and probably in a really insightful way that might happen while you're doing something mindless, like having a shower or walking the dog. And you want to reinforce your small actions with small rewards. Maybe associate something you like with something you dislike. So by setting up these habits, and then you want to do a reward so small that it's not a huge gesture, but it is enough to give you that little tiny hit of dopamine. So when you find that cool improvement, maybe give yourself a small little candy bar or buy a cool 99-cent app on the app store so that it kind of encourages you to keep pushing, and it gives you that little grain of gratitude that'll push your brain forward and light up that reward center. And finally, just to sum up the whole podcast, a little quote from the podcast was that when you're angry at yourself, you can't improve yourself because you're living in the past. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Solomon on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.